Welcome to Live Your Full Life Now podcast. And if again you're just joining us, welcome. And if you've been listening all along, welcome back. So we are doing this teaching on the subject of angels, the spiritual beings that we're so fascinated by. And we're going over the stories in the Old Testament. And I believe I covered that. And we're starting to go over the stories of angels in the New Testament. And again, at the end, we're going to see how all this applies to our lives, everyday lives. What difference does it make for us to know these stories? But hopefully, as you're listening to the stories of the Bible, God will show you how the presence of angels, which are the Bible says they are His ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation. How do they help you and affect you every day in your everyday lives, and how they can help you in your everyday life? So I'm going to go over a story in the Bible, and this is in Luke 1. And they play different roles and they have different purposes. And so the message that is in this story is that they were angels were messengers or are messengers of God. And they talk about the events, supernatural events that are going to take place. And a supernatural event is an event that is above a normal physical law, right? Okay, so I'm going to start with the story of Zacharias and Elizabeth. Okay, so for those of you who don't know who Zacharias and Elizabeth were, they were the parents of John the Baptist. I'm sure you've heard of John the Baptist, right? John the Baptist was born before Jesus. And he was telling people about the coming of the Messiah and preparing them to repent repent from their sins. And he was showing them the way that the Messiah is coming. So let's see. If you want to read the whole passage in Luke 1, I think you should. But I'm just going to read some verses in there because of the shortage of time. So verse 7 in Luke 1 says, "But they were childless because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both far advanced in years." So keep this in mind. Elizabeth, Zacharias' wife, is barren. She can't have kids. And both Zacharias and Elizabeth are old to the point that they cannot get pregnant anymore. But let's read a little bit of history about who they are. So it says Elizabeth, a descendant of Aaron. Remember, Aaron was in the line of priesthood, like, right? They served God at the temple. So Elizabeth is a descendant of Aaron. And the Bible says that they were both righteous, both Elizabeth and Zacharias. They were both approved by God, walked blamelessly in all the commandments and requirements of the Lord. So God approved of Elizabeth and Zacharias. And what does Zachariah do? Who is he? It says that Zacharias was serving as a priest before God. So Zacharias is a priest, and now he's serving in the temple of God. And at this time, he's burning incense. And it says all the congregation was praying outside. Okay, so now I'm on verse 11. It says, an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing to the right of the altar of incense. When Zacharias saw the angel, he was troubled and overcome with fear. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zacharias, because your prayers was heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will name him John. You will have great joy and delight, and many will rejoice over his birth." So what is this angel? So just to summarize, the angel goes to Zacharias. Where is he? He's at the temple serving. He's burning incense at the altar. And Zacharias and the angel tells him at that time that Zacharias, your wife is going to be pregnant and you're going to have a son. And again, keep in mind that earlier I read that they were old. They were both old, and his wife was barren. She could not have kids. Verse 18 says that Zacharias said to the angel, excuse me, he's questioning this. He's thinking, he's looking at this, at the normal physical laws, right? Like, it is impossible for us to get pregnant. My wife cannot get pregnant, and we're both old. So he's saying in verse 11, "How will I be certain of this? For I am an old man, and my wife is advanced in age." And it's interesting what the angel says later, so I think you guys should read that on your own. But that's not the focus of this teaching. But the fact that just the angel Gabriel appeared to Zacharias and gave him this great news that your wife is going to be pregnant. And so he told him something that is impossible in the natural is going to happen to you. Now, the same angel Gabriel also appears to Mary, the mother of Jesus, the Virgin Mary, and he tells her about the virgin birth that's going to take place. And this is in Luke 1, and I'm reading verse 30. It says, "The angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Listen carefully, you will conceive in your womb and give birth to a son. You shall name him Jesus.'" I'm going to go back to verse, let's see. Let's see. Okay, verse 26. It says, "Now in the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, the angel of Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, a descendant of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, the angel said, 'Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you.' But she was greatly perplexed and what he said, and kept carefully considering what kind of greeting this was. The angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Listen carefully, you will conceive in your womb and give birth to a son. You shall name him Jesus.'" So this angel, again, this angel Gabriel who visited Elizabeth, is also visiting Mary. So Elizabeth is already pregnant, 6 months pregnant, when this angel Gabriel visits Mary and tells Mary, "Now you're going to be conceived of the Holy Spirit and have the virgin birth. You're going to give birth to the Messiah." And verse 36 says, "And listen, even your relative Elizabeth has also conceived a son in her old age. And she who was called barren is now in her 6th month. For with God, nothing shall be impossible." So the angel also tells Mary, apparently Elizabeth is her cousin, saying, you know, your cousin Elizabeth is also pregnant, even though she is old and barren, but nothing is impossible with God. So again, the angel gives a message to Mary that is supernatural, is above the natural and physical laws. And what did Mary do? Did she look at the natural and physical laws and question it? She did question, how is this possible? Because she was trying to figure out, how is that going to happen? You know, she had never been with a man and she wasn't married yet. So she does question how, but she doesn't question, no, it's not going to happen. She's not just looking at the physical laws and say, no, it's not, because the physical law says it's impossible. But she says, let it be according to God's will. So she accepts the calling to be the Messiah's mother, right? So these are the two examples that I wanted to use to say that God used Angel Gabriel and he sent him to give news about something that was about to happen. Again, that was supernatural event was going to take place that was above the physical natural law. I'm going to end this teaching here, but I'm going to continue with this teaching on the subject of angels, because there's a lot more messages in the New Testament that are fascinating, again, that will help us understand the role of angels in our lives. So until the next teaching, God be with you and God bless you.